The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Wasaga Beach is planning many events for the upcoming Canada Day celebration on July 1st, along with the inaugural new Main Street Market, open from July 1st to September 2nd. Experience local cuisine and shopping in an open-air setting throughout the summer months. On Friday evenings, the market area will come alive with a variety of entertainment. Beach Booster Media Group has been working with the event organizers of the Main Street Market and the many events for Canada Day. A very special souvenir copy of Beach Booster Publication issue number 127 is now available online and in print throughout our community, listing events, entertainment, and the many offerings at the Main Street Market for the grand opening and the entire summer. Joining me on Beach Corner's Mayor Brian Smith, direct from Town Hall, who will share some of the activities planned and his thoughts on the new Main Street Market. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Mayor Brian Smith, direct from Town Hall. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, this is Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism for the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Canada Day will celebrate our country's 149th birthday on July 1st, and Wasaga Beach is planning many events for the occasion, along with the inaugural new Main Street Market. Beach Booster Media Group has been working with the event organizers of the Main Street Market and the many events for Canada Day, and will be distributing a very special souvenir copy of Beach Booster Publication, listing events, entertainment, and the many offerings at the Main Street Market for the grand opening and the entire summer. Joining me is Mayor Brian Smith. Great to see you again, Mayor Smith.
Good to see you, Diana.
This past weekend, we saw Wasaga Beach's inaugural waterfront festival taking place on the sand at our world-famous main beach. It was very exciting to see all the family fun on our main beach, including live entertainment on stage, remote control car racing, kite fest, wacky boat regatta, and so much more. Was this all possible due to the recently announced cooperation of Ontario Parks and the town assuming the management of the main beach areas?
Well, because we still haven't signed that agreement. But what it does show is that the Ontario Parks is certainly willing to work with us. And having all the events on the beach, we've had them on the beach in the past, but putting them all together. So this event really became, because we had smaller events, Kite Fest and the Sandcastle event and so on and so forth, on their own, and the Wacky Boat Regatta. And on their own, they weren't that big or that great. So, you know, it was staff's idea to pull these together and have it as one festival, and it's worked very well. And so to your point with respect to, working with Ontario Parks has been great. We're working with them closely on many things. We've come a long way, and you've heard me say that before, and I think we're going to come a lot further. But it takes time, it takes patience, and we're getting there.
So this year, there are many events taking place to celebrate our country's birthday. New to this historic Main Street is Wasaga Beach and the Main Street Market. Can you tell us what we can expect?
Absolutely. It's an exciting time here in Wasaga Beach, that's for sure. But the Main Street Market was the brainchild of our Director of Economic Development and Tourism. And it was a way to for us here at the town to just, activate that area until the big plan comes together. And, it's those 50s, 60s retro style trailers is what the kiosks look like. And so if you look down at the pedestrian mall now, you will see that there is a you know, they're starting or halfway through the beach bar, Tiki Hut style beach bar and beer garden, and then the kiosks have been in the Playland Festival Square parking lot for some time now, and they're being completed. And I think today, actually, if I'm not mistaken, they're planning to move them over and put them in place on the pedestrian mall, and then finish preparing for the grand opening on Canada Day.
Great. Will there be any opening ceremony for the new Main Street Market?
There will be. And that weekend, the Canada Day long weekend is full of festivities. There should be in your mail, in your water bill coming out today, or your tax bill, sorry, coming out, a letter from the Treasury Department on one side, on the other side a message from the mayor, which lists all the events for summer and Canada Day. It's going to be an exciting weekend. We've got a lot on the go with buskers and entertainment down there. And that, that Main Street Market is going to have entertainment there Friday nights, Saturday afternoons, and Saturday evenings for the whole summer.
Great.
And those are events for families, local families, all families to come down and enjoy.
So how do you feel about the new Main Street Market?
I think it's very exciting. Is it the Taj Mahal? It certainly isn't, but it's a start. And what I know for sure is if we do nothing, we go backwards. And we're doing something. This council is dedicated and committed to moving us forward and making good positive change. And this is just a start.
So the newly created market kiosk you just talked about a little bit, that has that 1950s vibe. Do you think this will bring some of the excitement of that era?
Well, I don't know if it'll bring the excitement of that area, but it'll certainly bring excitement to that area, and that's what's important. It's activating. It's getting people in there, bringing people off the beach sometimes to enjoy food that's being served on our beachfront businesses, and not just in the Main Street Market, but from one end to the other. And this summer we have leased, I think, 90%+ of all those buildings and units, and they're open. And they're open with great new vibrant businesses. Some people have done some amazing jobs down there, and the existing businesses are still there, strong. And what I learned in business a long time ago, Diana, is that flies attract flies. The more people in an area, the more people seem to want to be there. And if you just look at last weekend and this weekend just passed, it was quite a busy spot. So we're looking forward. Hopefully, Mother Nature's with us, and we're going to have a great summer.
Well, having said that, joining me today is Mayor Brian Smith, direct from Town Hall. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Mississauga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Mississauga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Mississauga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest, Mayor Brian Smith. I hear there's also going to be a Main Street pub that will be the home to Mississauga Beach Brewing Company. Where will this be located?
Well, it'll be located on the pedestrian mall, the historic pedestrian mall. So as soon as you come over the bridge, the first building you will see in the center with a peaked roof now will be the Mississauga Beach Brewing Company's beer tent or beer garden, sorry. And it's an exciting time for them, for sure. It's an exciting time for Mississauga Beach. I've had both positive and very few, but some negative comments on that. But, I look at that and say, Mississauga Beach Brewing Company, the amount of advertising that does for Mississauga Beach without even us having to spend a nickel is pretty substantial. And if you've ever had it, it's a great product, and it's a classy-looking product, and the operators are first class, as are the vast majority of our operators of any business here in the town of Mississauga Beach. So it's positive. It's moving forward.
Excellent. So I understand council members and staff at Wasaga Beach Town Hall awarded the contract to lead the development of the master plan for downtown Wasaga Beach to Forick Limited. This company is the world leader in resort development, the creme of la creme. What are your thoughts on this company?
Well, again, that's very exciting. And you just said it. They are world leaders, creme de la creme, of resort style development. And, you know, they've had their hand in many worldly developments. And to be able to have the town of Wasaga Beach involved with a company of this caliber to put a plan together. And when I say a plan, you know, I said during my campaign that we needed to quit spending money on consultants and reports that give us little or nothing return. But this plan is going to take us from point A to point Z. Not only what it thinks it should look like or what it says we should do, but how we actually get it done and move it forward. And that's the plan. The plan is, once that's complete, now start to speak to the right people, get the right people on the bus so as that we can move forward to redevelop Beach Area 1-2. And of course, most importantly in my mind, is to develop a Main Street, a place for all of the locals to be able to congregate and go and shop and eat and dine and just be together.
So how soon can we anticipate work to begin within our new downtown Main Street and Main Beach areas by the Forick Company?
Well, they will start to get to work on this very soon. They'll come back and forth to staff and to council and give us reports. I would think that this is about a 6 to 8 month plan for them to put it together. And then after that, it's up to council to say, okay, here's how we're going to put it in play and get it rolling, get it moving. What I can tell you is that we do have several developers who have talked to staff here at the town. I've had some meetings with developers, very preliminary type meetings, for them to let me know of their interest. But they're all looking for a plan. They want to be a part of it, but they want something clear and concise that they can work towards, and that's what we're doing.
So if you had a magic wand, how would you change our main beach?
Well,
I can help myself. I have to throw that in.
If I had a magic wand, first of all, it would happen a lot quicker, I can tell you that. You know, I've said this all along, coming from the real world, and no disrespect to the municipal world, but things move much slower. And that's one of the learning curves that I've had coming from, you know, the private sector into the municipal world, is that things don't move as quickly as they do in the real world. But if I had a magic wand, it would move much quicker. And I think you would see a very vibrant Beach Area 1 and 2 with commercial on the ground floor, two, three, four stories, or maybe even more, in different heights in different areas. And you'd see a main street that reaches from the bridge, of course, to the Stonebridge Zoo Park Road area, that not only reached that whole span, but would be covered with a half dome so we could hold events there, rain, shine, winter, summer, spring, or fall. But I don't have that magic wand. So all we can do is put the right people in the right places, pull the right team members to the table, and move it forward as quickly as we can, and making sure that first and foremost that the full-time residents benefit from it, and then the tourists as well. So we're well on the track to do that. This council is certainly dedicated to making it happen, and positive, sustainable change is well on its way to Wasaga Beach, but it won't happen overnight.
Well, thank you, Mayor Smith, for being my guest, wishing you and your family a very happy Canada Day and a great summer in Wasaga Beach.
And the same to you.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Rockin' Ray Michaels, and I'm coming to you here on BeachBoosterRadio.com. All things Wasaga Beach here in the greater Toronto Hamilton area. And, of course, my new hours, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And, of course, my all-request show Universal on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. till 2 here on the Classic Hits Radio Network. All things Wasaga Beach here on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Mayor Smith and Town Council for all their efforts in reviving the beach, and a special thanks to Mayor Smith for taking time out of his busy schedule for being my guest. Hope you'll take advantage of the many activities planned during the Canada Day weekend, as well as the inaugural Main Street Market scheduled July 1st. For more information on the events for Canada Day and summer entertainment, check out Beach Booster Special Canada Day issue number 127, now available online and throughout our community, or visit wasagabeach.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner now available on podcast with a new weekly show anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster Publication.
If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.